DJW Mobile.
DJW. K4UBG. How you doing?
I was here floating like a boat on these roads. As foggy as it can be over here. They're still raining. Been raining all week. How about you? How you doing?
The story of my life all this week, man. I've been having to carry the kayak on the back of the truck to haul the doors to the docks to get them put in. Oh, no, we've got a lot of rain, man. I've emptied my rain gauge one time, and I've had, I think, 6 inches of rain in that rain gauge. And emptied that thing out. And then turned around, and I think last night I checked it, I'm back at almost 2 inches of rain again.
That's going toward 290, that's going out toward Wade Hampton, and the ditches are full of water. And that water just running through the ditches. The ditches that go across people's front lawn, it's just full of water. And I got out there getting up the, in between rain showers yesterday, I went out in the yard to get up leaves, and it's like walking on soaking wet carpet. It's just spongy as it can be out there.
Scares me getting in some of these places, you know, like where they got gravel and stuff, you know, the dirt under that gravel done got so wet. You know, this work truck that I drive, you know, it weighs between 12 and 14,000 pounds, and I'm scared to pull off in some driveways because, I mean, I leave ruts behind me in the driveway. I don't know if I'm going to get in there and get stuck or pulled in a place the other day and had to ease off in the grass. And I can feel the front wheel like it sunk up in the grass. And I'm like, uh-oh. But I didn't get stuck, but I mastered grass down about 6 inches.
Better to do that than to dig 2 foot deep ruts trying to get out. I guess a 6 inch, it'll fill in after a while, I guess. I've had people do that to me too with big heavy trucks. They don't have any other choice, but with this rain. Last time this happened a few weeks ago, and I did not water the grass for like 11 days. On the 10th day, I think I watered it. And then the 11th day, it started back all this nonsense again. It's just too much water. It's just a whole bunch of water. I guess it beats the alternative of not getting any at all, but you got to be careful. Anyway, I'm about to pull into Ingalls parking lot to do my bi-monthly stocking up on or be my consumer duties, my contribution to society by spending my money on food. So good talking to you, Kevin. Be safe out there. Try to stay dry. Good talking to you. Game 4, UBG, W4DJW.
Not that way, Dave. I'm up here on North Blackstock Road right here, headed over to 29. Catch 29 over to Business 85, or I'd say Business 85. Catch 26 over to 85. I'm trying to skip Business 85 because they got you shut down here in Circle working on that bridge. But I'm headed up to Road 57. But you have a good one, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. I'm sure I'll still be around out here today and kind of monitoring the weather on one side and listening on this side, but I have to flip backwards and forwards because I ain't got but just the VHF in here. I ain't got the dual band. But we'll holler at you a little later. You have a safe one out that way, and just watch out for all the nuts. W4DJW. KN4UBG. I'll be clear and monitoring.